I'm sure you have got a bike too. Some children take it to get from one place to another. But some use it for real sports activities, like bike racing or mountain biking. But do you know anything about the history of our modern bike? It all started in 1817. Karl von Drais, a German baron, invented a carriage without horses. It was easier to use and he could get around much faster. The machine had two wheels, but no pedals. You moved it by pushing your feet against the ground. It was called a draisine. It's the mother of our modern bicycle. The word bicycle came up in the 1860s. It was the name for a new bike with two wheels and a new kind of mechanical drive. Have you ever heard about the brothers Orville and Wilbur Wright? They built the first flying airplane and they had a small bike repair shop in Dayton, Ohio. They used their workshop to build the Wright Flyer, a special bike. That was in 1903. Then, in 1935, Fred A. Birchmore went around the world by bicycle. The trip took him through Europe, Asia, and the United States. All in all, he covered more than 40,000 miles. He rode his bike for about 25,000 miles and travelled the rest by boat. He needed 7 sets of tyres. Today, there are more than 500,000 bicycles in China. Bikes came to China in the late 1800s. Today, people do funny things with bikes. They jump over cars, stairs, and people, and they even ride them downhill. But most of us just use them to get from one place to another.